Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome once again, dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We thank and we praise Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. Let's listen to this beautiful and fragrant hadith as we commence with our early echo program. The beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, whoever faces difficulty should recite salat upon me in abundance, because sending salat upon me averts difficulties and calamities. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya nabi Allah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Muasab, once we have now commenced with our program, the early echo, and we have our viewers and listeners of Madani Channel with us at this very moment. We even have a beautiful qasida known as Qasida Burda Sharif. ہم اسے پڑھتے بھی ہیں اور سنتے بھی ہیں اور ہم اپنے ناظرین سے یہ کہتے بھی ہیں تقریباً جب بھی ہم سنتے ہیں. وین ایور وی لسن وی آلویز موٹیویٹ دا ویورز ٹو ریسائٹ سم اشعار آف دس قصیدہ وین یو لفٹ یور ہینڈز ٹو سپلیکیٹ ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ عز و جل. ان شاء اللہ تھرو دا بلیسنگز آف دس قصیدہ یور سپلیکیشنز شال بی آنسر ان شاء اللہ عز و جل. آور ڈسکشن فار دس مارننگ محاسب آف کورس از ویری امپورٹنٹ اینڈ آئی تھنک دا نیڈ was there, Mohsab, to bring about such a discussion and topic in our program, especially to solace and to assist and to motivate those brothers and sisters out there who have faced various and different types of difficulties and calamities in this world, Mohsab. So the discussion, dear viewers of Madini Channel, is with regards to enduring difficulties in this world. What are the virtues and blessings? What are the rewards for those who can endure, those who can tolerate, those who can persevere, those who have the qualities of perseverance and patience, so on and so forth. So inshallah, be with us till the end of the program, for there are so many Madani pearls to share. It could be possible that you could be surrounded with various difficult situations which have caused you to bend, you know, which has caused you a huge loss in life in terms of health, Mohsab, because people who are faced with difficulties usually stress a lot. They are faced with anxiety, and this doesn't allow them to eat correctly, doesn't allow them to perform their daily tasks correctly. Many people have even ended their lives, Mohsab. It is the illness and the problems that we are surrounded with due to which many people out there don't make it in life. How should we understand illnesses in the form of whether it's a sickness, whether it's any sort of bimari related to your physical being, whether it is a spiritual sickness, Mohsab? In both circumstances, what the Sharia and what did our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to his grief stricken ummatis, to his followers who are always absorbed in anxiety or problems and surrounded with situations? What are those ahadith that are so motivational? Together with motivation, Mohsab, it gives us the courage to endure. It gives us the understanding of having patience during those problems. So what are those hadiths? We are going to discuss just after we listen to this beautiful qasida, inshallah, Zawajal qasida burda. So chale inshallah is qasida ko sunte hain, and when we do return, we shall continue with our discussion. Please kindly stay tuned with us till the end of the program. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سبحان الله. This was Masab, a unique style and andaz of Ghulam Rasool and Kanis Fatima, mashallah. And bas kya kahe, and especially the children out there who love listening to kalams, naats, and who imitate, they should often listen to these types of kalams and naats so that they could also by heart and remember these kalams, inshallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the very famous companion by the name of Hadrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu states that he was with Rasuli Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who started smiling, and the smile of our Nabi is unique. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hadrat says, jiski taski se rote hue has pade us tabassum ki aadat pe lakho salam. Allahu Akbar. That smile which repairs the grief-stricken hearts of people which absorbed in anxiety and problems, That beautiful smile on the blessed face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam caused this sahabi to ask, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what had made you smile? The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, how strange it is that a believer cries whilst he's bimar, whilst he's sick and ill. Had he known what reward there is for him in exchange for this illness, he would have wished to remain ill until he meets his Rabb Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued smiling, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then lifted his Mubarak head towards the heavens. Once again, the companion asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why did you smile and lift your Mubarak and blessed head towards the heavens? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, I saw two angels descend from the heavens. Subhanallah. They were searching for a believer at a certain place, but did not find him at his maqam of salah. So they inquired and asked, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we used to write such and such good deed for so and so banda at the place of worship, but we found him restricted by you due to the illness. Ya Rahman Rahimin, Ya Akram Al Akramin. So thus we did not record any good deeds for him. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then says, Allah Azza wa Jal stated, record all the good deeds which that slave of mine used to perform day and night, and do not reduce anything from it for as long as he is restricted by me. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, from this beautiful narration, before we listen to the commentary Mawasa by great scholars of Islam, I want to mention, it's important for us to understand how the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam are given the glad tiding of being patient and having sabr over the illness which you have been inflicted with, because you have been restricted by the Almighty. And what are the benefits? Now listen to what Allama Abdul Rauf Manawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes in his commentary of this beautiful hadith. He says, when Allah azza wa jal makes a person experience an illness, by virtues of this illness, he purifies that person from the dirt of sins.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. And then he grants and rewards that person with sabr and patience. He gives him the reward of sabr and patience. The fire of hell, which will not catch him when he crosses the bridge of Sirat, because he will have been purified in the very world, Masab. In this very dunya, before he is resurrected on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall wipe away all his sins and all his gunas. Then he will enter paradise amongst those who were patient, those who had sabr, subhanallah. Now, on the other hand, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, if he was not purified from the dirt of sins in this dunya, کتنا گناہ بندہ کرتا ہے جانے انجانے میں مواصب. Then the fire of Jahannam, the fire of hell awaits him on the day of judgment. Therefore, he will suddenly be lifted from the bridge of Sirat so that he may be purified from the dirt of sins, because only those who are free from this are worthy of the abode in the hereafter, mu'asab. Only they deserve Jannah who have paid for their sins in the dunya, in the qabr, or in the akhirah. But what we understand from this beautiful narration, mu'asab, that those who are healthy should draw inspiration from this beautiful narration. Those who have not been inflicted as yet with any types of problems, listen to this narration, subhanallah. Have you not heard how Allah Azza wa Jalla still grants reward and sawab to that person, even in his illness, despite the fact that he can't read salah anymore?
Subhanallah.
But due to the fact that in his youthful days, in his young days, in his strong days, in his healthy days, he did not neglect salah. So now, in the days when his back is hunched, in the days when he is unable to perform the very same deeds that he used to perform when he was strong and healthy, Allah Azza wa Jalla will still grant him the very same reward that he used to gain and receive when he was healthy. Because he is most merciful. He is most merciful. But unfortunately, mu'asab, what happens is that, Allahu Akbar, if you follow this hadith, mu'asab, in the youthful days, in the young days, the health and the energy is utilized in useless things. And when the person's hairs start to turn gray and white in color, then automatically he starts to drift himself towards the musalla, towards the prayer mat, and then he becomes humble. But then he realizes in his 50s and 70s, oh, Ya Allah, I wish I wasn't like this. I wish I was an abid person, I was a worshipper, I was a pious person. Then he starts crying and then he starts repenting, and many people don't even make it there. Just when they intended to make tawbah, they even pass away, mu'asab. So this tawbah is very important. However, the question is, mu'asab, what should one do in situations like this when he's inflicted with illness and sicknesses? There are people out there in the hospitals, mu'asab. Yeah. There are people out there who can't get treatment anymore from doctors. They have been told to go home and see what happens to you. There are people out there who are suffering and fighting for each breath. They are fighting to live in this world. Mu'asab, what nasiha and what advice is there from the words of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that could, motivate the person who's sick and ill, mu'asab?
Mu'asab, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has beautifully stated with regards to how we should perceive and how we should look at a sickness if we have been inflicted by an illness.
Ji.
And he says that al-maradu sawtullahi fil ard,
meaning Akbar.
Illness Akbar. Is the whip of Allah in the earth, and through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disciplines his people. So this is like a wake-up call for us, that if we weren't on the right path, if we weren't habitual of reading salah, if we weren't paying attention to what we have been, ascribed to as our duties, as the bondmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all those things, if we have been negligent, then this is a whip of Allah through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes and disciplines
Allah,
his people.
Allah Akbar.
So this is a sweet punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we have been given the punishment of hell. Because in this dunya, whatever punishment that is given, it is very much tolerable. No matter what level of sickness one suffers, it is still very much tolerable in comparison and in contrast to the azab that awaits in the akhirah.
Allah Akbar.
Because even the fire of hell, That's the real fire. The fire of dunya has been dulled down to hundreds of levels. And we still feel it to be so hot. Imagine the fire of Jahannam.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
When that would touch a person, that will be intolerable. That will be the smokeless fire.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
That fire, we should all fear that fire. And this is the whip of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remind us. And, as we say, tambihul ghafilin, this is a reminder and a warning for those that are negligent. As Mu'asab has said, if, alhamdulillah, those servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are habitual of performing salah, the angels even go looking for them where they are, because they don't find them in their salah places. According to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints them to where that person is, because that person has been captured in illnesses that actually is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the person is restricted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because illness, health, whatever, it all comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we observe patience and we don't complain about it. So, Mu'asab, like how, you know, we have sick leaves in the dunya. How do the companies treat us if we get sick? Because if we weren't sick, we would go report to duty. But there are maybe 2 or 3 weeks in a year that we are allowed, that if we fall ill, which is human nature, to not be at 100% physical condition to report to work. So we get sick, and the companies, they overlook certain times. But if our sickness extend beyond the 20 days or 3 weeks period, then the company wouldn't cover, and it wouldn't be a paid leave. Then they will start to cut down from our wages. But look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no matter how long that person remains ill and he is restricted by me for as long, meaning there is no qaid, for as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restricted him, he will still receive the full reward.
Subhanallah, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The bosses of the world and managers of the world that manage companies and pay salaries, they will definitely reduce your salary and what's due to you. If it wasn't due to you, you were sick, you took leave or extra days, you wouldn't get paid. But look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Mu'asab had mentioned, even during your sickness. And it doesn't stop there, Mu'asab. Allah azza wa jalla is so ghafoorul raheem, to the extent that He is giving bonuses and rewards for even making wudu.
Allah subhanahu.
Acha, sir, wudu ke liye nahi, har azv, badan ka wo hissa jo wuzu mein dhoya jata hai, which is purified, Mu'asab, haath dhoni ke liye alag sawab, kulli karne ke liye alag sawab, gunah bhi dhul rahe hain, naak se, chehre se, masa karne se, pair dhone se, by washing the feet and other body organs. And then no, He is so merciful that He will even reward you equivalent to the distance that you have traveled to the place of prayer, subhanallah. And He will reward you even when you are sick, for as long as you never given up in your youth days, in your healthy days. So, Mu'asab, the question is, Mu'asab, people have this attitude and problem of saying, jo hoga dekha jayega. Ye jo hoga dekha jayega in all matters of life. What happens, we'll see. Any problem, what happens, we'll see. This actually, to some extent, motivates a person to even say, ki jo hoga qiyamat ke din dekha jayega.
Allah.
Astaghfirullah ala ya'udhu billah. And somebody might think, koi shayad ye baat soche ki, I can tolerate the punishment of the hereafter. Lekin dunya mein mujhe punishment nahi chahiye. Wahan dekha jayega, lekin yahan nahi chahiye. So, what is the comparison between both the punishments? Punishment of the hereafter, punishment of the dunya, which is more tolerable, Mu'asab?
The punishment of dunya is much more tolerable. It's like walk in the park in comparison to the Allah punishment Allah of the Allah akhirah. Allah. Therefore, the pious predecessors, they used to even be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when he had a headache, he went and performed the sajda of shukr, subhanallah, just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him headache.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
So, the little, because they take it as a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you receive from your beloved and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is above all. So, we receive, the awliya Allah, they receive it as a gift. Others may take it as a burden. So it should be a wake-up call, what we take it as. You know, the first impression is the last impression, as we say. So what do we take it as? As-sabru inda sadamatil ula, meaning sabr is when the calamity strikes you at the first instance. That is the definition of sabr. So this is the condition, this should be the condition of a believer, that when he receives an illness, when he is struck by an illness, it should be a wake-up call to him, because this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paying attention towards me, subhanallah. Why? You got Allah's attention.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Because shifa comes from the Almighty. Cure comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, if somebody is inflicted with sickness at this very moment, Mu'asab, what should he do in this situation?
The best thing to do is to observe patience. Because sickness is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a whip from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is inflicted upon us as a test. So whenever we contract a sickness, whenever we are stricken by a sickness, immediately it means it is time for us to repent from our sins. This is the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to reflect over what we have been doing wrong. And this, in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take all of that away. You know, whatever wrong that was done, He wants to take it all away. All it takes us is to just reflect over it and then seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless us with forgiveness and eradicate our sins through the kafara that we pay through our sickness.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So Mubarak to those people who had sabr and patience over their calamities and problems. Some may be inflicted with cancer, with cholesterol, with diabetes, with many other, you know, life-taking diseases and sicknesses and viruses out there. Many people, you know, their bodies or their legs or other body organs have been amputated due to some sickness. Jo bhi bimariyan hain, Allah Ta'ala shifa ata farmaye. Allah Ta'ala apne habib ke sadqe mein hame sabr ata farmaye. May we gain the treasures and the wealth of patience, dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel. So, Mohan Sahib, there are so many waqiyas and so many stories that really, really, really motivate us and make us think, hum kab sabr karte hain? Asal mein kya hota hai ki, hadith-e paak mein hai ki, sabr and patience is in the first instant, Mohan Sahib. It doesn't happen after you complain about the problem. Ki bimari hai ya koi masala hai, phir banda jo hai, complain karta hai, Facebook pe chadhata hai, dunya ko batata hai, rota hai, girgirata hai, he's crying and telling the whole world. But after letting everyone know, he says, but I'm having sabr and patience. So sabr and patience is in the first instance. You lost a loved one, you lost your job, you lost something very valuable. Patience, patience, patience. Ultimately, the reward of patience is Allah Himself. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. So dear viewers, how should a true believer be? Mohan, it's really not up to us whether we should decide whether or not an individual who is inflicted or not inflicted with sins is loved by Allah or not. Hame nahi pata hota. Maybe that person is not inflicted. As we are praising those who are sick, and we are letting you know that if you were sick, you have been blessed, you have been pardoned. Because so many hadiths, one hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he went to visit a person who was inflicted with fever and said him Mubarakbadi. Allahu Akbar. Yani Mubarakbadi aap pesh farma rahe. So the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam given him the basharat and the glad tidings and the good news that if any individual in the world had tasted fever, Allah Azza wa Jalla will protect you from the hellfire if you tasted the fever in the world.
Allah.
Ye sab reasons hai bakhshish ke. There are different types of reasons, because our good deeds and our virtuous deeds aren't enough and sufficient for us to attain a maqam in paradise or to even enter Jannah. Our actions are too little. Even if we performed any action, we boast about it. We brag about it. We let the whole world know about it. We expose those virtuous deeds, Mohan Sahib. So, jab banda us maqam tak apne amal ke zariye se jab nahi pahunch pata hai, then Allah Azza wa Jalla inflicts bimaris and sicknesses and illnesses upon him in the world so that through his sabr he can attain that maqam.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah.
Agar amal ke zariye se na sahi, because of his weaknesses and his life was not a devoted life. He did not spend his life being a devoted Muslim. And he committed many sins, meaning unknowingly or knowingly, in any case, in any circumstances, in both cases, Allah Azza wa Jalla is Ghafoor Rahim. When he inflicts any banda with any sickness, just know it is a rahmah and a mercy from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he has done this for you in order to clean your sins in this very world, so that when you raise on the day of judgment, you raise purified and washed and clean.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Kaash Allah Azza wa Jalla hame is bimari se mahfooz farmaye. The sicknesses related to the worries of this world. Dunya ke jitne bhi maraz hai, Allah Ta'ala hame us maraz se shifa ata farmaye. Kab gunaho ke maraz se main shifa paunga. Kab gunaho shifa paunga. میں بیمار مدینے کب لوں گا یا رب، کب میں بیمار مدینے کب لوں گا یا رب. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. تو ماں صاحب الحمدللہ in one verse of the Holy Quran پاک اللہ پاک says and when we give people the taste of mercy Allahu Akbar, they rejoice upon it.
Subhanallah.
And if an evil reaches them as a result of what their hands have sent forth, thereupon they become despairing. So Masab, when any mercy comes to us, we become very happy. When any calamity comes upon us, Allah Pak himself says in Holy Quran Pak in Surah Rum, as a result of what their hands have earned, sent forth, to wama aswabakum min musibatin fabima kasabat aydikum wa ya'fu an kathir. It is due to our own misdeeds, our own actions, our own conduct characteristics, due to which if any calamity comes upon us, do not blame this on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during a sickness especially, because you want shifa from Allah. Yeah. There are many people out there, Muasab, who are seen complaining ki main kyun, main kyun. Mm-hmm. Ek to illness hai, ek to guna dhul rahe hain. Bajaye ki shukr kare ki Allah azza wa jalla is not going to punish me in the hereafter if I've got the sickness here in the dunya. Ulta, the opposite, the banda starts to complain and he speaks to his Rabb in these words, why me, Allah? What wrong have I done? These questions are asked. Must have shed some light on this matter.
Actually, this is not the way of a believer to blame anything on our Creator. Achcha. Whatever evil that is there, we should always attribute to ourselves.
Say.
Because even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not attribute any evil to His divine personality,
Allah, to His divine being.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, Allah. Whether the summary of the ayah is the passive tense, majhul, as we say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Himself, if there is any evil, He uses passive tense, meaning if evil was done, not if Allah did evil, Allah. If evil was done.
Allah is free from all of this.
Subhanallah, if evil was done. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes for any evil to be associated and to be directed to Him, Allahu Akbar. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, He is the very definition of the divinity. So how can any evil be associated with the divine being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is through our own doing, and in this way, we show humility in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That yes, all our deeds, they are caused by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are the ones that are committing it. So who's the evil person here? It's us that is committing it. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us
the
tawfiq to realize our own faults before we start to blame it on Allah Azza wa Jal. What happens to a person, Masab, that when he goes sick, when he becomes ill, what happens? Wow. He becomes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Automatically, he suppresses his nafs and now the higher self, the person's higher self kicks into the gear. And now he becomes closer to Allah. So he starts to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a mu'min, he thinks to himself, this may be my last sickness. And maybe in this sickness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call me towards Himself. Let me repent from all my...
Kya baat hai, Masab?
From all my sins.
Wah, subhanallah.
And looking at it from a mystical perspective, Masab, from a tasawwuf's point of view, because people nowadays, tasawwuf has become like a buzzword. People don't really know what is tasawwuf. Anything that they can think of, they think, oh, this is Sufism. You know, anything, they make it all flowery. But let's learn the mystic of this aspect of illness, that there are two types of sicknesses. The sickness and the illness of the body is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas the sickness of the heart is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when our bodies get sick, it is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make shukr and it becomes kafara for our sins. But when the hearts get sick, Allahu Akbar, that is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should hasten towards the zikr of Allah, towards making tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanses our hearts. from those illnesses that cause our hearts to be darkened, to be overshadowed with the evil of sins.
Subhanallah,
protect it from that illness.
Ameen, Allahumma ameen, Ameen, Allahumma ameen, Mohsab. Asal mein aap farma rahi hain ye sab cheeze, and you know the thoughts that's crossing my mind at this very moment, Mohsab, is the fact that banda toba karta hai, phir gunah ho jata hai, Mohsab. Phir toba karta hai, phir gunah ho jate hain. He commits sins and he continues making toba. Never give up until that moment when the moment the sin is committed, don't leave it for the next hour, for the next day, for the next year. When the big night will come, then I'll make toba. When the Friday prayers will come, then I'll make toba. Toba usi waqt kare. Despite the fact that you're making or we commit sins over and again, keep making toba in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jalla, through the barakat of you, keep repenting, will grant you the tawfiq of tawbatan nasuha. Complete forgiveness. Chale milke padhte hain. Main karke tauba palat kar gunah karta ho, main karke tauba palat kar gunah karta ho, haqeeqi tauba ka de de sharaf ata ya rab, haqeeqi tauba ka de de sharaf ata ya rab. Ameen bijahi nabiyil amin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, Sa'atul adha yudhibna sa'atil khataya. Allahu Akbar. Moments of difficulties and illness, moments of difficulties and illnesses wipes away sins. Allahu Akbar. In another narration, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, moments of illness and worry in this world avert moments of difficulties in the hereafter. In other words, any calamity and any difficulty that afflicts a person in this world will become a means of attaining salvation in the hereafter. What a beautiful glad tiding and good news this is, dear viewers of Madani Channel, from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the effect of illness, of course, is there, and people take it in various ways. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, what can be better? What can be better than illness obstructing the conveyance of sins and the disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal? So when a person is sick, he's restricted already from committing more sins. He's unable to commit it. So in one way, you are held back. If you focus on that fact and reality that if I had went to that place, I would have committed a bigger crime, a bigger mistake, a bigger sin. It could have led to gunahi kabira. I would have surpassed and transgressed the limits of Allah Azza wa Jal. The hudood and the limits which Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed before me as my boundary. But this sickness had kept me tied to the bed. The sickness and illness kept me bound to the beds of the hospitals. I was unable to commit that huge crime. On the day of judgment, mein apna muh kahan dikhata? Mein kahan chalta? How would I have showed my face to my beloved Aqa and Master on the day of judgment? So when you start contemplating and think like this during your sickness, during your moments of illness, it's a form of mercy. That is reward as well. May Allah pardon and forgive us our sins, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us a good shaheedi maut in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah Azza wa Jalla pardon our sins. And Mohsab, shukran once again, Mohsab, for joining the program, for being part and parcel of the program and sharing these Madani pearls with us, Mohsab. If anyone is sick, repent in the court of Allah and make dua for others. Allah Azza wa Jalla will accept your duas. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good. And wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with with remember.